Welcome to the Court Report. I'm Jerry Price. I'm here with Princeton head women's basketball coach Courtney Banghart. And Coach, welcome.
I'm so glad to be here.
It's a special tagged edition of the Court Report. Today is Tiger Athletics Give Day, and let's just shill for tagged for a second. Mm-hmm. It's a 24-hour fundraising day for Princeton Athletics. The Friends groups, there are 17 of them competing against each other in four different groups. There is bonus prizes for finishing first in your group in donors and dollars. And if you can beat your all-time best in donors and dollars, then you get additional funds. And the money that, this is the thing I like most about it, the money that is raised goes directly into the programs and then directly to benefit the student-athlete experience. Just talk a little bit about TAGD.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how important the legacy of the program is, because you really lean on the people that care about it to support your, even some of your everyday initiatives. To have so many people that are willing to reach back, it's the Princeton way, and it's really critically important. And I hope we have a great day.
And the loyalty that it shows year after year after year is just astonishing. And, you went to Dartmouth, and I believe Dartmouth and Princeton rank 1-2. Not athletically, but in alumni participation in annual giving. Part of it, I think, is because Dartmouth has such a small student body. But I went to Penn, and the people at Penn are loyal. They're not loyal to this level.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just the things that go on at Princeton, just from the time you get here, the way you're, immediately taken in as the member of your class.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a member of that class forever. What about Dartmouth? I mean, is it similar to that? Because I've never seen it. I mean, the people who are here, I don't want to cut you off, but the people who are here just take it for granted, but I don't think they should, because it is definitely unique.
It's very, very unique. Yeah, Dartmouth, your class year is a huge affiliation. Dartmouth's the smallest Ivy, and I think Princeton's the second smallest. So percentage-wise, we've got an advantage there. But, I think the amount that we rely on our friends groups here, I don't think the alumni base really understand that in terms of how much of our annual operating is coming out of our friends group. Every dollar counts. And really, as I say, it's every human counts, because it's a way of showing that you're a part of something bigger than yourself. It's a message we preach daily. And this typical day will show my athletes and my previous athletes that it is a part of something. Being a part of something means you give back. So hopefully it's a great day. We need it to be. We've worked hard for it to be. And those that are still listening and haven't given, I promise your donation matters.
And it's an investment in the people more than anything else. And I think that, when you give money, you want to say, well, what am I actually investing in? Am I investing in a bureaucracy, or am I investing in something that's going to go directly to people, and then those people are then going to take what I give them and use that in a positive way to make a positive impact on society, not just in terms of basketball, but in terms of the experience that they have here and then moving forward. And I think we can tend to overstate that, but the people who come through here, the athletes, and then go on from here, not every athlete at Princeton is going to go on to become, the president of the United States or a senator or whatever. But the things that they do that people don't see, the kids who become, whatever they go into, whether it's finance or engineering or law or any of those things, they have such an ingrained sense of community that the stories that you hear from the alums and all the things that they do, it's very inspiring.
It is, but we don't want to overstate it, because I think my fear in that is to say that it's kind of like the electoral, right? If my one vote doesn't count, because we've got so many votes, or we have so many people that care and give back. I promise you, every dollar does count, as we're relying on it for so many things. And so I actually approach this day with a little bit of anxiety and a little bit of stress because of how important it is to our annual budget.
So that's TAGD. If you want to donate to one of Princeton's 17 friends groups or the Princeton Varsity Club, you can go to tigerathleticsgiveday.com. There are 17 friends groups, the men's and women's basketball team, one combined friends group, as is the case with all the men's and women's sports. And then there's also separate ones for the teams that don't have a corresponding gender, so football, field hockey, and wrestling. So that's Tiger Athletics Give Day, and only gifts that are given in this 24-hour period that began at midnight tonight Eastern time count towards the competitions. Your team, just back from Cancun, The results, not what you might have wanted, Possibly what you might have expected, given the level of competition. You played DePaul, Syracuse, and Kansas State, and two ranked teams and one team that always is in the NCAA tournament. So maybe it wasn't shocking what happened, What are some of your takeaways from just the basketball piece? And we'll talk about the trip itself after.
Yeah, so many takeaways basketball-wise. I mean, with DePaul, we had the lead most of the game. And going into the fourth quarter, it was tied. And DePaul's a top 15 team in the country. So, that was obviously with how undermanned we are, both in terms of our kind of starting experience, but also just in terms of bodies. You know, 3 games in 3 days is really hard when you have 8 or 9 healthy. I thought that was a really great game. It showed us how little the distance is between us playing well and a top 15 team. And then the next day we played Syracuse, and I thought we really battled hard. And that was a team that might have been the best, played the best of any team I've played against in my 12 years here. They shot the ball 57% from three for the game. You know, they shot over 50% from the field. So they just kept running bodies at us full court the whole game. And, like I said, we had, 10 healthy. So, and then the last game, we go into Kansas State, a team we thought we could beat. We had an 8-point lead at half. But I get a text in the morning, very early morning, that Sydney Jordan, our only 3-year starter, was out with a stomach bug that she had caught while in Mexico. So we were significantly undermanned with only one upperclassman in a uniform and only one sophomore with any experience. So to have an 8-point lead at half, we just over time, it just gets hard with not a lot of subs. So that basketball-wise, we're getting so much better. And the record is important because I'm about winning. But what's important is that you like where your team is. And we could have a 6-1 record if I scheduled differently. So I'm quite happy with, especially as I look at the rest of the league and who they're playing. You know, their records might look better, but our strength of schedule is amongst the top in the country, and I'm really happy for that.
So 1 year when Bill Carmody was the men's coach, Princeton was 2-5, and somebody said to him after one of the games, it was a similar situation, not with the injuries, but with the tough schedule, and said, you got to be the best 2-5 team in the country. Yeah. He said, I'd rather be the worst 5-2 team in the country. But I don't think he meant it then.
Yeah.
And I don't think you'd want to be the worst 6-1 team in the country. I think that
God, no.
going yeah. down the road that you've gone down pays off in so many ways when get into February and March, I think.
Yeah, and a young team gets to watch a team like DePaul and Syracuse and Kansas State, how they operate. Because we're so young, we don't have a lot of experience with how things are supposed to go at the highest level. So that was invaluable. All three coaches could not have been more complimentary. Obviously, they watched our team on film, and all three of them were like, oh, man, when you're healthy, we're not scheduling you. No thanks. I hope I don't see you in March. And, so we feel really good about the opportunity we had and how we battled. And, we're excited that we're nearing the time when we'll be at full strength. And I think our pieces are a lot better for having the experience we just had.
And so the off-the-court stuff, obviously the weather, the beach, I saw some of the social media posts and the team in the pool and your kids there. And let me start with this. Did you do anything that would suggest it was an American Thanksgiving?
No, we actually didn't, except we played a game, which,
which I watched.
I appreciate it. Some watch football and some play basketball. So we didn't. So many of our families were there, an all-inclusive resort, so we don't really, to get a reservation for 25 is probably really difficult. We sort of bond around the game. So we watched, that was our first game, and then we watched a second game together. And then we met for film later that night. Our kids treat all these trips like a business trip. But we find time for fun because that's what we do.
And so what was some of the fun things that they did? Just typical resort stuff?
Yeah, I think watching them sort of pair off and triple off and quad off and not always in the same pair, quad, or triple was really neat for me to see. My young children were doing the post recovery swims with the Tigers. Seeing
when you said your young children, I thought you meant your freshmen for a second.
Both, yeah, exactly. I don't know who had more
your
experience.
Actual young children.
I think my young children have seen more college basketball than my freshmen. So, seeing big 19 to 22-year-olds going off the water slides and it was.
Do you
was
like water slides?
I was in the kid zone for most of the time, so I was on the little water slide. Swimming, I don't think I have enough body fat to be a good swimmer, or enough muscle to be a good swimmer. So I can swim to save my life, but I'm not racing anybody anytime soon.
So what about the rest of the experience for the people on your team?
I think everyone, we give everybody their space. We let everybody sort of, we roomed up upperclassmen with underclassmen as we do all the time. There's a lot of basketball on those trips because you're playing every day. But when there's not basketball, you're kind of crossing the resort in flip-flops and you're passing somebody else on your team who's sitting with their family and somebody else who's on their way back from lunch with their friend. So it's just this really kind of, we're sharing a neat part of the world together. And there's an enormous amount of bonding that comes from that.
And so you came back, I'm lost now, Sunday morning.
Yep.
Which, it's not that quick of a turnaround to tomorrow at Villanova, but it's a quick turnaround to come back from,
Well, another ranked team. I mean, Villanova was ranked last year, and our alarms went off at 2:45 a.m. on Sunday morning because we had to catch the bus at 3:30, and we didn't get back to campus till about 3. I mean, it's just a long travel trip, but Villanova just played it in Central Florida for the weekend. So I don't think they think that we're a 1-6 team. I don't think we're a 1-6 team, but Villanova's another very. They're kind of the last team on our schedule that's sort of in that sort of top 30 program.
It's a great budding rivalry, for this time of year because they are so close. Everybody's fans can get to either place, and it's it's two teams that are used to playing in the postseason.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then so that's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. I should look this up before we do this.
No, you're right. It's 7. Yep.
And then Sunday at 2.
2. Yep.
Davidson here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's and Davidson's a team that's used to winning as well.
For sure. Yeah, and had a good start to the year.
Did you, by the way, I know Quinnipiac is down the road. Did you see the Quinnipiac, somebody ranked, who'd they play? It might have
been. Everyone. They lost to Texas by 1.
Texas, yes. They lost by
Oklahoma.
1.
They played Oklahoma. They're like us. So their record, I think, is maybe 2-something, but they've played the very toughest competition. They've advanced in the NCAA tournament each of the last 2 years. We'll be healthy by then, which is exciting.
That's going to be a game well worth seeing.
And it's at home. Yeah, it's going to be a great game.
So now that you are 7 games into the season, you haven't had Bella – mm-hmm. at all.
Yep.
You haven't had Kalei at all.
Mm-hmm.
You had Taylor Bauer for
21 minutes
of one game. Talk about some of the people who have really impressed you so far.
Carly Littlefield is a stud, and people knew that coming into the year. She's remarkably better. She's tough. She's a warrior. She's consistent. She's competitive.
She also seems to recognize, hey, I got to do more.
For sure. I mean, when I called her, when we knew we were shorthanded with her classmate, with Abby taking a year off, her first thing was, you need more from me, coach, and I got you. That's Carly. She doesn't have a lot of fanfare. She just gets the job done. So she's been critical. And then Gabrielle Rush is one of our most improved players. I mean, she came in as a pretty skinny, one-dimensional player, right? She was
a dimension as a shooter.
Yeah, one dimension being a really great shooter, quick release, but not necessarily the highest percentage shooter when she got here. And she's a reliable shooter. She can come off the dribble. She's much better defensively. Sydney Jordan's just, you don't win without a kid like Sydney Jordan. Those guys are just, they're playing a lot of minutes. I mean, all three of them are playing over 30 minutes a game, and I just don't think you can play your best if you're playing that many minutes. So we're looking forward to getting healthy so that we can have disperse some of those minutes a little bit.
Especially on the back-to-back-to-back that you just played in Mexico.
Brutal.
What about the freshmen? Were they?
I think the freshmen are continuing to get better. I think everyone who watches us are like, gosh, your freshmen are good. Yeah, they are. They're talented. They're still learning college basketball. And I keep liking it, too. If I look back to all my years, if there was a year where I had to play 4 freshmen at one time in November – as every game, like I am right now, it would be disaster, especially with the schedule. And it's not really a disaster right now. So they're going to be great. They're still learning the pace of college basketball over a 40-minute game. I'm talking change of direction. I'm talking sprint cuts. I'm talking contact screens, kind of the nuances of the game that separates good to great. So there are days where I'm frustrated with sort of not understanding the level of effort. But then I go to a high school practice or a high school game for my recruiting, and I immediately come home and want to hug my freshmen because I understand the environment they're coming from.
And what's interesting to me about them is when I watch them play, whether it's in person or on video stream, I'm like, all right, that one's the best of your freshmen.
Yep.
And then like 5 minutes later, it's like, no, that one is the best one.
Yeah.
And, so they all are showing things.
For sure. Yeah, they're all different, and we brought them in that way. We think they all can play at the same time. We didn't think we'd have to so early. I think they – and it's not easy. You think that's a freshman's dream is to come in and play right away. They're getting thrown to the fire, and that's hard because the success – they're used to winning and success. They're used to being the best player. I appreciate their willingness to trust me and to stick with it.
So one person we haven't mentioned, I don't think we mentioned much of in all our podcasts, is Sydney Boyer, who she had a good tournament, though.
She sure did. Yeah, Sydney Boyer is playing really out of position. She and Grace Stone.
Everybody's playing out of
position. I know, for real. So Sydney's playing the 5. She will soon be our starting 3. Sydney Boyer and Grace Stone are 3s that are having to play the 4 and sometimes the 5. The nuances of how to guard in the post, the lanes to run and transition, they're not getting that, and I get it. So the fact that Sydney, we've asked her to really extend the defense with her range. We've asked her to quickly learn how to defend in the post. Again, she's probably, I know it's taboo to talk about weight. We don't all care. She's undersized in every way, physically and length and width. She's had a great start. She put a lot of time into it this summer. we wouldn't be as good without her.
So it's Princeton at Villanova tomorrow night. And if you're listening to this today, which is Tuesday, you'll know tomorrow being Wednesday. But if you wait till tomorrow to listen to it, then it's Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at Villanova. Yep. It's an interesting gym, by the way.
It's new, though. They've upgraded it.
Yeah, it's just very strange design for
the
building.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's sort of, yeah. It'll be, and stick with us. I think you're, like I said, I think you know, because you've watched us a lot, which I very much appreciate. It's a fun team to watch with a lot of upside. But those people that are used to seeing a 6-1 record, we're getting there. I think you'll like this team.
And then the next home game is Sunday at 2. Davidson will be on Carrill Court at Jadwin Gym.
Finally. Home court.
That's right.
It's only our second home game total.
And it's the next one after that is...
it's also at home, Marist.
So some home games coming up.
A lot this month. Yeah. And then Quinnipiac at home the following weekend. Yeah, we got a bunch of home ones.
So a lot to look forward to as the month of December rolls around. And once again, a reminder of today being Tiger Athletics Give Day. So if you go to the website, Tiger Athletics Give Day, or go PrincetonTigers.com, you can link to their site from there. And as always, we appreciate all the donations and all the support of all the loyal alums. Coach Banghart, thanks for being with us.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
So for Courtney Banghart, I'm Jerry Price. Thanking you for listening to this week's edition of the Court Report. And thank you once again for your continued support of Princeton women's basketball.